Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hephzibah Talks a Lot. And this is a very impromptu podcast. I had no intention of making a podcast anytime in the future. I've kind of drifted away from this. I'm trying to get back into it, but yeah. So I'm going to talk about Father's Day. And I don't talk about Father's Day like ever. I think I did a Mother's Day podcast once, but I don't think I've ever done a Father's Day podcast. But anyway, let's jump right into it. So I live in China at the moment, and it's apparently Father's Day. I'm going to say in the U.S. My Father's Day is wrapping up. It's nearly 9 o'clock at night here in China. On the Father's Day day. And, I mean, quite honestly, like, I saw a couple of posts this week talking about how, like, Father's Day's coming and all that kind of stuff. I didn't really think much of it. I can't think of the last time I've purchased any kind of Father's Day things at all. It's been a long time. I was possibly a teenager. I really don't know. Usually, I couldn't even tell you the last Father's Day gift I bought. Anywho, it's neither here nor there. But the interesting thing is this phenomenon I'm seeing now in social media. So a friend of mine, she posted a memory that I guess she had posted previously. And the original post was a photo of her and her father, and then, like a really nice happy Father's Day to my father thing. But in the repost, she basically said, like, how bad of a dad he was. Like, something like, I wish you'd been a better father. I don't even know. And I was like, what? Kind of, what? And then, I saw a post just a little bit ago, and I know I've seen some in between, but I can't quite think of them now. But I saw a post where the only thing on this post, and this is on Facebook. So, with Facebook, if you type a short enough amount of words, you can make the words really, really big. I know you know what I'm talking about. So, it stands out. It looks kind of like a meme without a picture. So, it, like, stands out. It isn't just, like, simple typeface. It's bold and there. And she'd posted this thing about, this is a completely different person, and she'd posted this thing about how many of you have had a horrible father and you didn't deserve that or something. And I'm like, what is happening right now? And it's such a thing to me that that's people want to get onto social media and just, like, bash their parents and bash their family. And I understand that I'm on a different wavelength because I'm a Christian. And something God showed me this last week is he's like, you cannot hold people to the standards I hold you to, because God holds me to the standards based on what he's... Now, basic decency, of course, that should exist in every person. We know it doesn't. Sorry, my dogs like to bark because people like to close their doors and they don't like that. So they get mad and they bark. Basic decency aside, because we all know that there's a standard. But however, God deals with you about certain things. And once he gets you to a place where you have reached that revelation of whatever it may be, then it is your job to do what you're supposed to do. The Bible tells us this in James, I believe. Let me see if I grab my Bible here. Everything else falls down because I am poorly organized in my life. But let's see if we can look this up real quick. So it's at the end of chapter 4 and it's verse 17. And this translation is not the best. But remember too that knowing what is right to do and then not doing it is sin. Okay. So there are certain things, like I said, that God has already revealed to me that I am aware I have to do or I don't, or I'm not supposed to do. And these are things that now that I know what I'm supposed to do or not supposed to do, for me to do it or not do it is a sin. Not do it or do it. I guess that's a better way to do it. So this week, I really went through a struggle. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. This last week was really hard. And I had to process a lot of things. And I had a lot of emotional turmoil. And it was really crazy. And I had to go through so many different lessons in this. It was really, really, really insane. But at one point, all I could hear were two simple things. One was the scripture where it says, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. And that's what God was trying to get me to understand. He's like, you need to stop doing your job for the glory of man. You need to stop wanting, there's an understanding. I know this sounds like I'm way off topic, but you'll see what I mean. There's a desire to be accepted and to be encouraged by humans. We're relational. God made us relational on purpose. But if my sole focus is to get all of my accolades and my encouragement from humans, then it does not take much for you to become discouraged. You see what I'm saying? So he was showing me, like, as unto the Lord, everything you do, do it as unto the Lord. Everything you put your hand to, it should be for God's glory and for his pleasure and not for mankind. You do see what I'm saying? Like, man's pleasure, not for mankind, because you obviously want to do good for mankind. I'm digressing, but that's okay. And the other thing was that I'm accountable for what I do in any given situation. And I can't hold people to the same accountability that God holds me to. If that makes sense. So, as much as I'd like to go online and just put these people on blast and be like, you know, when it says to honor thy father and mother, what that means is not just blindly obey your parents or do everything your parents tell you. What that means is that, one, you live a life that makes it so people aren't wondering who raised you in a negative way. Like, we all see, like, it's the parents and who raised this kid and all that, because they see him doing bad stuff. If they're going to ask who raised you, they're going to ask it because they're impressed by how you were raised. That's what that means. That's the one way. And the other way is just not to put your parents on blast. Especially America has gotten to this place where it's like everybody wants to air their dirty laundry. Like, everybody just wants to put everything out there because they've been told that this is healthy. Really, all you're doing is feeding the gossip mongers. That's all you're doing. You're just giving them stuff to munch on. That's it. So with all this stuff, these people think they can just blast their parents and talk about how crappy their parents are. Now, there's a difference between talking to people about your parents or your childhood for, like, various reasons. Like, one, for education purposes. But then, of course, you're doing it in a very careful way. And you're not doing it with any bitterness and, and resentment and anger and stuff. You can still be processing that stuff. But your intent is not to cause harm. Do you see what I'm saying? The other thing is like, if you're needing prayer or you're trying to give someone an example because they're needing prayer. That kind of stuff. But now I'm just seeing like that one post that had nothing attached to it at all. And just seeing this person basically saying like, oh, my father was horrible. And let me just say that. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So like this week I processed through some stuff about my relationship with my father, and not because it was Father's Day, but because I was going through a whole lot of other things. But I didn't go on Facebook and talk about my dad. I'm not even going to talk about my dad on here. My dad is an amazing person. Is he perfect? Not by any stretch of the imagination. Is there areas where he's failed? Is there areas where he's messed up? Yep. But I'm not going to go and tell you guys like this whole drawn out story about my father and how he failed me as a dad. Because it's none of your business. It just isn't. And so, like, when I see these things, especially on social media, it's like I'm setting you up to rant about your father or to enter into this dialogue with me where we just badmouth our parents, like, on this open forum where everybody can see it. And there are far better ways to handle the trauma of a parent having failed you. And yes, I know there are crap fathers out there. I know there are crap mothers that have, like, completely abused, neglected, abandoned their kids. 100% know that is true. I also know there's abusive parents out there that while they never abandon the children, while they may not have fully neglected the kids, they caused a lot of trauma in the upbringing of the children. That's 100% true as well. Then there's parents that just failed because they weren't, like, you don't have, like, a manual. Now, you have the Bible, don't get me wrong. But you don't have, like, a manual for being a good parent. So it's kind of trial and error. And then, like, we're little snots, man. Now that I teach teenagers, I'm like, holy criminy Joneses. Was I that bad of a youth? I know that I was, like, deep in my soul. I see these kids and I'm like, yeah. Like, I know I was that annoying. I know I was that self-absorbed. I know I was that rude. You know? Like, I know. I know. I know I was once like that. It just annoys me to see you like that. But anyway. What if our parents turned around and did that to us? Yeah? Like, what if we got up one morning? Now, there's no Children's Day, because every day is Children's Day. Let's just be honest about that. There's no, like, Daughter's Day or Son's Day. You don't need those. You don't. Don't start getting yourself all... You know there should be, really. Like, our parents should thank us for what? Like, if there was, like, a Children's Day, and I'm not talking about, like, you know, the actual Children's Day, which is just about, like, keeping kids safe across the globe, ensuring education, and all that kind of stuff. You can do your own study on Children's Day. But if there was, like, a holiday where, like, you bought cards for your kids, and you celebrated the fact that you had a child aside from their birthday, and every flipping day they're alive that you do things for them, like, provide shelter and food and all this wonderful stuff. If there was actually a Children's Day, what if your, or a Daughter's Day, or a Son's Day, what if your parents, you woke up and on social media, it's like, how many of you have had a rebellious crap daughter? Or how many of you have had a worthless son? And you saw that when you woke up. Or someone told you about it. Hey, did you know your mom called you worthless on social media this morning? I mean, like, what purpose did it serve these people to put their fathers on blast? There are many people that do not have good fathers, or they have absent fathers. They don't even know their father. There's so many different levels to it. What good does it do to insult them on social media? I mean, even if you did it in the passive-aggressive way some people do, where they're like, Happy Father's Day to all the good fathers. And then you know, like, oh, so I'm taking it your father wasn't a good father? To all the present fathers, you know, whatever vice and sin and failure your father may have had. You make sure to say the opposite so that you could pray, like, passive aggressively put your father on blast, which is just, it's stupid. It's all stupid and selfish and pointless. How is it healing you? So now every year on this day, which Father's Day is a Sunday, so it's not a set date. So every year on this day, your memories are going to come up and you're going to go through your memories and you're going to see that, and it's not even going to be Father's Day, and you're going to get ticked off about your father, and you're probably going to post it again, and then eventually you're going to just have constantly that week. I don't know, guys. I don't know how dates work. Like, you know, would it actually be 7 posts eventually, or is it only 5? I don't even know how it all works. Like, I know the date changes. I'm not ignorant to how dates work. That's not what I meant. But, like, does it actually cycle through 7 days? I know you're not going to get an entire month, because it tries to stay, like, in the middle of the month, right? So then it would be back on that date eventually. But is it, like, 5? Is it a full week before it's back on that date? Or is it just 5 days? Do you guys see what I'm saying? I don't know. Because that's a thing I'd have to study, and I don't care enough to study it. But my point is, if it is 7 days, that means that eventually you will have 7 days. And I know there's leap year, and it factors into the whole situation. You skip a day. There's so many things to this. But my point is, eventually you'd have 5 to 7 days of this post just randomly popping up. And sometimes it would pop up on Father's Day. And then you'd probably share it again. And eventually, this time of year, for 5 to 7 days, again, you know, whatever the math is, you're going to have your hate-filled post, because you'd post it different every year, I would assume, for it to get to that accumulation of 5 to 7 days of it repeating in your memories on Facebook. And eventually, you're just going to have these daily reminders leading up to Father's Day about the fact that you hate your father or you're disappointed in your father. Do you think you never did anything that didn't disappoint a single person on earth? Right? Do you believe that you have done everything perfect and that there is no flaw within you whatsoever? Of course you don't, because you're not foolish. Of course you know that you're not a perfect human being and that there is no flaw in anything you do, say, believe. Now again, I know there are horrible parents out there. I know there are examples of the worst of the worst, and that's not what I'm talking about. I feel like most of these people that post these things just kind of had, like, parents that screwed up a bit. You know? Parents that maybe they were selfish. Maybe they weren't ready to have kids. Maybe they were absent or they had some kind of an addiction or something. I don't excuse abuse. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, like, the verbally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally abusive fathers out there. But even then, like, what good does it do you to insult your father on social media or your mother around Mother's Day? I don't see it so much on Mother's Day, but I'm seeing it on Father's Day, which is really weird because I've never seen it before. Like, I've never seen these attacks on dads on Father's Day. And like I said, I can't even remember the last time I purchased a Father's Day gift. And I don't even remember, like, what that was. More than likely, it was a tie because I give horrible Father's Day gifts. Don't get me wrong. But I was not a perfect daughter, man. I stressed my parents out like crazy. I did a lot of stupid, selfish and hurtful things to my parents. And yes, I was a kid. So I'm slightly excused as opposed to, like, some of the hurtful things that have been done to me. And once again, like, this is not a blast on my parents and I'm not going to say anything. My parents are amazing. I have no complaints against my parents. Were they perfect? Of course not. Because who is? You know what I mean? And I know we want to say, like, you know, but they should know better because they're adults. Well, we should know better as adults. Why are we putting our parents on blast? We think about, like, our father used to say hurtful things to us and then we're going to go and post this on social media. Do you see what I'm saying? You're just repeating the cycle. If your father was emotionally, mentally, verbally abusive and you post things like this on social media, you're being abusive. I mean, you are. You're justified to feel the way you feel. If your parents have failed you in a significant way or you're experiencing some kind of trauma from, like, your childhood, you are warranted to your feelings. Like, I'm not saying you can't feel like your parents were bad parents. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, does the whole world need to know? I mean, do they? How are you making anybody's life better by complaining about your family? By complaining about your father or your mother and how they failed you? Especially with, like, a one-sentence post about how horrible your dad was. You know? I just... Like, how was this beneficial at all? I don't know. I think it's a really big testament to the times right now. Like, the stuff we're just seeing. You know, just constant things that are rising up from the pits, you know? And it's like, well, we know Jesus is coming soon. It's really difficult because I don't feel like these people should post these things, but it's not my place to correct them. You know what I'm saying? And while I could bring, like, my opinion to them, like, in a private message, it's not like I'm thinking I should correct them in public or anything like that. It's not my place to tell somebody, like, why are you posting this on social media? And the funny thing is, too, like, a couple of times I've had my mom say, why'd you post that on social media? Not, like, anything about my parents or anything, but I've just posted something. Mom's like, why'd you put that out there? Like, my opinion on some random thing. You know, some controversial topic, whatever. So I've had, like, my mom ask me these kind of things. And if I feel like it's justified, I'd defend myself. But there have been times I've posted something and literally, like, 15 minutes later, God's like, yeah, you take that down. Because it's not relevant. It's not helpful. It's not valuable. Why would you even put it out there? But again, like I said, I can't hold people to a standard that they have not yet awoken to. And I don't mean this in, like, the woke mentality of the world. I mean, like, legitimately, God hasn't called them to the mat on it. Or he has, and they just haven't gotten the memo. Like, they haven't processed it yet. So, I mean, here's just a thing for you guys. Mother's Day is going to come. Father's Day is going to come. It's one day a flipping year. You can just say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. You don't have to put your parents on blast. You have parents that were absentee. You have parents that had addictions. You had parents that failed you. Whatever. You have parents you're ticked off at. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Just put a Happy Father's Day or Mother's Day message out there to everybody else. Or just don't do anything at all. I don't do anything at all. Mother's Day, I send my mom stuff. Because like I said, I'm in China, so I'll send my mom, like, a gift. Like, 1-800-Flowers is really my go-to, because I can get them delivered, and I can find some really cute stuff that I can send her. So that's what I do with that. Father's Day, I don't send nothing to my father, and there's no, like, reason behind that. I just don't. Like I said, I've always given crappy Father's Day gifts, and I can't even think of the last time Father's Day even crossed my radar, and I know that sounds really weird, but just what it is what it is. But I also don't post anything negative on Facebook, even on any other given day, and, or on any social media platform for that matter. And then in addition to that, like, I don't even post, like, the blanket messages on Mother's Day or Father's Day. Like, you know, bully for you. It's a Mother's Day. It's a Father's Day. I will just thank my mom and move on. And I'm not saying, like, I don't have any problem with people putting these big posts out there that say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, Happy Father's Day to all the dads, that kind of stuff. I feel like that's actually good, because there could be parents that their kids are just snots and they don't do nothing. They don't even greet them, call them, send them a message, nothing. They do the absolutely nothing for Mother's Day or Father's Day for them. They don't even acknowledge their existence. So, like, these kind of blanket messages are, like, actually kind of good, because they'll see it and they kind of feel a little better. It'd be greater if it was actually personalized toward them, but, I mean, you can't write everybody and be like, are you a mom? Let me send you a message, you know? But anyway, my point is, like, just be very careful what you're doing. Like I said, if you don't know if you're, I mean, you know, if your parents were like, not parents you're quite particularly proud of, you know it. The world doesn't have to know it. And the other thing is, like, think about your filters as well. I'm not, like I said, I'm not discrediting those that have experienced legitimate abuse, neglect, parents with addictions, and all these kind of things. I'm not discrediting those at all. However, most kids are just ungrateful. Even as young adults, even as full-age grown adults, they just never fully come to realize all that their parents did. No parent is absolutely perfect. None. And instead of just kind of going, you know, my parents had some flaws, but look, they did the best they flipping could. So I'm just going to be grateful that, you know, I'm alive. I had parents. They weren't perfect, but yeah, it's fine. You know? And I feel like a lot of times, it's just because, again, like, they haven't gotten to the place where God has called them to the mat about all the things we do and all the problems we cause and did cause as children, as teens, as young adults. And that a lot of times we're just seeing things through our own bias and our own filter. And we're not appreciating everything our parents really did. Instead, we'd rather focus on the things they didn't do or the things they didn't do correctly. And our lives were actually very, very good, and we were actually very well taken care of. But because we have pinholed our vision to the things we didn't agree with or the things we didn't like, then we're going to just say our parents were horrible parents, and it's not really true. It's just that we're only looking at the parts where they didn't do very well. And once again, I'm not saying that's across the board. I know there are bad parents out there. I know there are parents that legitimately failed full tilt. I'm not denying that at all. I just think we need to take a step back. If you're just going to put your parents on blast on social media, that kind of leads me to believe that it's more your filters, quite possibly mixing with a little bit of failure and trauma in there, not denying that, but it's basically your filter and your just selfish need to get revenge for something that's long done. And just, you know, do what you got to do with your life and move on. But as long as you keep dredging it up, it's just going to stay there forever and ever. And you're going to feel this way forever and ever. And who wants to be, like, miserable all the time, especially around these holidays? I don't know. Like I said, this was not planned, and I probably didn't make any sense at all. But, you know, happy Father's Day, seriously, to the dads out there. You know who you are. The ones that, like, genuinely love your kids. Whether they're young kids or they're adults. You know who you are. Through your good days and your bad days, through the stuff you excelled at and did well, and the stuff you failed at and struggled with. To the fathers that really love their kids, happy Father's Day, man. God bless.